Rundira, by Krishna's mercy. Quote, O Tulsi, your personal interest is met by Rama and your supreme interest by Raghuveer, who has valiant warriors like Lakshman and the son of the wind serving him. Dohavali 55. Though talking to himself here, Goswami Tulsi Das actually gives the best advice for anyone looking to have an interest met. Whether large or small, arriving today or tomorrow, for this life or the next, the one place to go is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is one, but he expands into non-different forms as well. The form of choice for Tulsi Das is Sri Rama. Rama is also known as Raghuveer, which means the hero of the Raghu dynasty. In the odd chance that complete faith in Rama is difficult to extend, the poet gives further justification for having no fear. He says that Raghuveer is served by valiant warriors like Lakshman and Hanuman. Lakshman is Rama's younger brother and Hanuman is the chief minister to the Vanara king Sugriva. The word used to describe them here is Rundira, which is a compound Sanskrit word. Rana can mean the battlefield and Dira can mean brave or thoughtful. Dira appears in a famous verse of the Bhagavad Gita which describes how the body changes throughout life and also at the time of death. Quote, as the embodied soul continually passes, in this body, from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 2.13. Just as the body changes through the time between birth and death, at death the body similarly changes. The person who is Dira is not bewildered by these changes. Dira here is translated to mean sober or self-realized. The exact translations may differ slightly, but the meaning is basically the same each time. Dira means cool-headed. It means not being in panic, not getting flustered. It's not so difficult to remain level-headed when everything around you is quiet and calm. The same can't be said when there is grave danger facing you. There is the famous saying from Benjamin Franklin that it is difficult for an empty sack to stand upright. If you don't have much, how are you going to rise? How will you behave morally if you're always in want? If you're constantly worried about surviving, how can you be expected to think clearly? The time most warranting panic is when life is at risk. This especially occurs on the battlefield. The aim of war is to kill people and break things. This is the sad truth, as once the choice for armed conflict has been made, the rule is that you either kill or be killed. To say that Lakshman and Hanuman are Rundira is to say that they are extremely level-headed. In the face of the greatest danger, they do not panic. Lakshman's exploits are described in detail in the same Ramayana that is dedicated to Rama. Lakshman defends against the wickedest creatures, people who don't adhere to standards. In armed conflict, there are some general rules the combatants adhere to. Everyone should wear a uniform. This helps to identify for which side the soldiers are fighting. It also helps to protect the civilians, who are innocent and not taking part in the conflict. The night rangers in the Dunduk forest did not readily identify themselves. They particularly chose to attack at night so that they wouldn't be seen. They could also change their shapes at will. At one moment they would appear to be innocent and downtrodden and the next they would reveal their true hideous form. The night rangers would appear one second and disappear the next. They could do this using black magic. Lakshman was not afraid of them. With Rama by his side, Lakshman killed many valiant night rangers, including Indrajit, the son of Ravan. The most formidable night ranger of them all was Ravan, the king of Lanka. Lakshman was one of the leading fighters in the army that defeated that powerful king. Hanuman too fought in the war. He acted as the carrier to Rama and Lakshman. At different times, the brothers sat on his shoulders and fired their illustrious arrows. Hanuman also bravely entered the city of Lanka prior to the war, to scope out the scene. His life was in danger at every second, but he never lost his cool. He remained Dira. The Tarandira servants mentioned by Tulsi Das help to protect devotional service, or bhakti yoga. Svata and Paramata merge when the desire turns towards connecting for real with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Naturally, there are some reservations at the beginning. Will I be able to eat if I launch myself full-time into devotion? Will I have friends? How will I maintain steadiness in the face of so many distractions? How will I know that my efforts are paying off? What if I don't succeed in becoming a perfect yogi by the time I die? Quote, he quickly becomes righteous and attains lasting peace. O son of Kunti, declare it boldly that my devotee never perishes. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 9.31. Raghuveer is powerful enough to himself protect the devotee from all danger. In his original form of Krishna, he tells Arjuna to boldly declare that the devotee never perishes. Since death arrives eventually for everyone, the meaning here is that the devotional service will never go away. The devotee will always have that available to them. If they fear that Rama is incapable of protecting them, they should take full comfort from knowing that the valiant Lakshman and Hanuman are there to help also. In closing, since in constant wanting state, hard for empty sack to stand up straight. This proverb to the battlefield apply. And see for state of panic then why? Run dira meaning even in that place cool and aware. Like Hanuman and Lakshman, never of enemies scared. Of loss in devotional efforts don't be afraid. Never to perish when run dira servants giving aid.